This is Gamer Athletes coming to you from the End of the World Tattoo and Cigar Bar Studio in Northwest Indiana, the Mount Everest of gaming excellence, delivering all the gaming news and info that you as athletes deserve. All right, this is Gamer Athletes. We are your hosts, Chris Carr and
Dan Martinez. What's up?
Not much. It's a really big show today. We got a lot of Hogwarts news to go over.
So much.
Doesn't officially come out till the 10th, right?
Yeah, for the standard edition, yeah.
Right.
It comes out the 10th.
But if you purchase the deluxe edition.
As I did.
Yes, and I did as well. You can get early access. How long have you played
for
the game for?
A few hours. I'm 3 hours in. I started two characters, male, female. I was going to go Hufflepuff with one. And you know, there's no real big difference.
Yeah, there isn't. I didn't research that. All right, So let's get some of the news real quick before we get into the big Hogwarts stuff.
Chunky one. It's a chunky news day
for chunky Hogwarts. News, yeah. All right, so I did see this. Netflix does their 31-day check-in. Password sharing, if you have multiple household or multiple people in your house or outside your house, we shared ours with the in-laws.
Sure, and then they might get booted now because,
yeah.
Well, they were going to get booted, and now they walked it back because of the negative backlash. Right.
Yeah, and the big thing that I saw, which is one of the reasons why they probably walked it back, is there's a couple of people that are military people. Mm-hmm. So they're overseas, so they're paying for the Netflix in their house, but they can't, unless they, whatever, they can't log into their Netflix because they're not sharing the same IP address.
What about if you had a kid in college that you're paying
for that his too. Netflix?
You know what I mean? Like, he can't check in.
Right.
They can't check in.
So Netflix did walk it back, but they do have it rolled out in a few Southern American countries.
Other countries, Europe, somewhere in Europe too. There's some other ones that they have it rolled out where they check and you have to check in. In 31 days, it has to check in into your IP address.
But this was, I think I read that, we click on the news story right here, but I read that this is going to kick like 100 million people off of Netflix or some astronomical number of people out of Netflix. So
all their statistics are bloated by nature of password sharing.
Yes.
Right? So, a million people watch this
and there's not
in
a lot
the
of,
first hour.
There's not even a lot of Netflix that's even worth watching right now.
They these just days, no.
Throw so much money at horse shit anyway that it's Netflix, honestly. I haven't had Netflix in about a year and a half.
Really?
Probably. Yeah, I haven't had,
T-Mobile pays
for mine. I got Hulu.
Yeah, I got that too.
Yeah. And Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, because mine comes with Hulu, so.
Yeah, all right. New releases this week. We got Hogwarts Legacy.
Hogwarts, yeah.
The big one.
It was Jedi Survivor got delayed.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
So, what, April 28th is when it was supposed to be released? Mm-hmm.
That's now the release date. People were pretty excited for it, but most people say, take your time.
Shoot
me. Make it right.
We already had on the itinerary to talk quite a bit about Hogwarts anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
There's some little blurbs we're supposed to hit, but, like, the size of this Hogwarts thing is...
Yeah, pretty
big.
Yeah. Did you play any of Hi-Fi Rush or no? You just
I still... And not game? More than I played
no,
when it came
I
out.
I didn't really play it that much either. Haven't played a lot of games over the last week. Been kind of busy, but...
Just Dead Space. I played a little bit more Dead Space. Yeah. I'm about chapter 5 of 12. I think there's 12 chapters. I'm 5... And it's good. It's still fun. Still fun to play, but unfortunately, Hogwarts came out. Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, I think we ought to get into the Hogwarts stuff.
Oh, man.
Let's do shoot.
We got a lot of news articles we're scrolling through. We got to figure out what we want to hit until we get into this big fat story of Hogwarts.
We got to just rush into Hogwarts.
Sure. And if we finish it up, we'll hit some
just
of this.
Just fuck it. I want to do this segment. A new segment.
What a segment this is.
This is the new segment. I actually made a sound effect for it. Let's see. Dan's shitty hot takes.
Ooh. Hot takes. Get your shitty hot takes here. Hot takes.
All right, this
funny.
Is a new one.
It's funny. The notes that I was writing this note out on paper. Like, holy shit. This is actually bigger than I thought. And then I look at the shared note between us, and I see that he's added this shit already. And immediately was like, oh, he's wrong. When I already realized on my own time
that you're wrong.
I was like, fucking wrong. Yeah,
it took you a couple days to realize you're right. Anyway, This goes over the day before the game last week that was the number it was the number one wishlisted game on Steam.
It was the number one
wishlisted. And so Dan's like, nobody cares about this. Nobody cares about it. And then he finally comes to realize that there's a lot of people. I mean,
to be fair, it's the PC community, which I don't care about.
That's all right. You got to get out of that echo chamber.
There's like this like black like circle over that community. I just don't care about PCs.
So I know, but look at the just news. Because you don't care about PCs doesn't mean that a lot of the community
just because
cares
you
about
don't
PCs.
Like God of War. Doesn't mean a lot of people.
I realize
don't like
God
that. Of War. I don't think you fucking do.
No, that's why I just don't like. I mean, I make my opinion of God of War known, but I don't say that nobody else cares about God of War.
Your hot take on Zelda, we'll see when that comes out.
Actually, that's hot. I think you're going to start to agree with me after you start playing Hogwarts Legacy.
On what?
Hold on, we'll get to that anyway. So this the day before.
One wish listed.
A bunch of streamers and different content creators covered this story with millions and millions of views on their stuff.
Yep.
And Dan was poo-pooing it.
And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, shit, this is something. But there was a trademark issue. Some dude just went and trademarked the name the day before.
But so they
allegedly pulled down the game off of Steam because of it.
Yeah.
And the hype for this game was all based on, until now, all based on images, no gameplay.
And then they came out with the gameplay, and it was kind of not the greatest
open
gameplay
world
in the world.
Fucking
They walked around Last and they showed us shooting a couple of zombies, and that was about it.
They compare it to like Division meets Last of Us type shit.
So then another shitty hot take you have is your disdain for when I want to talk about AI, even though AI, and I did have another story, but I was going to bring that up next week, was that even Riot Games with Valorant is going to throw AI in there to moderate chats.
I think you're blowing up my disdain on AI. It's not that I don't think it's relevant. I don't think it's that. Yeah. It's not important to what we talk about overall, but
yeah,
you can have it.
All right. And then this is my next one because I was so right about Elden Ring over God of War last year.
Unreal.
I'm going to put this in. And so Dan and I were talking earlier this week and he's like, nobody's talking about Hogwarts Legacy the same as they are about Zelda, the new one.
Oh, they're not talking, not in the same. They're not talking about it the same way.
Nobody said it was 100 days before Hogwarts Legacy comes out. But Hogwarts Legacy
is new IP.
Huge.
It's a new game.
It's massive.
It is. Of course it's massive.
It's massive. I have never seen as many people watching Twitch
different reasons.
As I've seen.
It's not because they were like, I think this is shit is amazing. It's like half of them are like, this is amazing. The other half.
There was a million people. 1 million. Yeah, there's probably more than that, but Twitch only had the one. And
Twitch
then
had 1 million people
1 million people watching. No, there wasn't a million people. There was a million people watching.
They're too afraid to stream it.
Watching the stream. But, I mean, so my point is that I think you're in an algorithm hellscape where
we're all in algorithm hellscapes.
Listen, I'm in less
created
of a,
by AI.
Listen, I'm in less of an algorithm hellscape than you are.
I mean, what do you want from this? Just, do you want some? You always talk about like you want some fucking metal pinned to your chest and a fucking ceremony that you're like,
I do.
I'm like fucking digital Nostradamus, dude.
Yeah, I do. I was right about the Elite controllers.
What are you talking about? Where's the fucking right and wrong?
I told you about the Elite controller.
What are you talking about?
You're just using a handicap controller, and then you got one. You're like, this fucking thing's awesome.
I don't even use it.
You weren't even using headphones
a
couple of years ago because you're like, no,
I don't even use those. I bought them, and I used them for like a fucking month.
You probably still use them. Like, oh, man,
no, I don't.
These are great.
No.
These headphones are fucking
awesome. I barely like the ones I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. Get out of here. You got to be able to hear your own voice.
This is the guy that has to prove it. He made a whole fucking segment on You Gotta Be Right.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. No, it's not a segment on I Have to Be Right. It's a segment on how just wrong you are about that.
Okay. Yeah.
This is going to be a weekly, this is going to be a recurring weekly thing.
No.
So anyway, so my thing with the Hogwarts League, and I will wait till Tears of the Kingdom comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I will wait. But
that's going to be positive review, like positive images looking at the people that are positively feeling about this game. Hogwarts Legacy is not fully 100%. People are just like enamored by the game. And you know that.
And I will say this.
I guess the downside is,
I did find out that the different houses aren't going to affect your gameplay.
Yeah,
really it's not. That's going to affect replayability as far as Hogwarts Legacy goes.
I don't think it will. You said it is? Or is
no, it will really? Affect. Because if you could have different storylines or different attributes based on your house that you're in, maybe some different quest lines or maybe some different stuff based on your house. Did they say
that? I didn't see any of that.
I just saw that it's not really, as far as people know to this point, it doesn't really affect the gameplay that
much. So far, it hasn't felt like shit to me.
I'm not making a statement that it does affect gameplay. I'm just saying that we don't know enough yet about the game to tell whether that's going to happen or not.
I started in Slytherin. Her name is Yennefer.
Oh, you got a Yennefer?
I made a Yennefer, yeah.
God, I was going to... Right. We're gonna dive deep, right? But anyway, that's my new prediction segment. Is
great.
We're gonna have to see a lot from Hogwarts Legacy and Tears of the Kingdom. But I think your shitty hot take on this one was saying that Tears of the Kingdom, the hype for that is way bigger than that because you're in a Nintendo.
No, it's but
you're
not
in a Nintendo
me.
Algorithm I'm not curated it on thing. Me. No, you're basing it on the crap that you see. You're confirmation
it's
bias.
Everywhere.
Like I talked to a few people that are outside, but they haven't seen anything really about Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, because they're in theirs. They're not looking at gaming news, are they?
Who? Some.
Like
sources.
Sources, good.
Yeah. Yeah. My sources.
Yeah, your source. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your algorithm.
But anyway, there are just streamer people.
The world is waiting for this.
Anyway.
Tomorrow we'll find out more about it, probably at 4 p.m.
I don't, because I haven't
Nintendo
released.
Nintendo Direct tomorrow.
Honestly, in my,
today.
And I do not have a curated algorithm either. I see Nintendo News.
I know, Mick. Cool.
But it's not.
You're like the architect in the Matrix.
No, I am.
Great.
You're goddamn right I am.
I'm Neo.
Yeah.
I got to die.
You're
so
more like that one
cool.
guy who wants to eat the meat and go back into the Matrix.
Eat the meat?
Yeah, he's sitting there eating
he
the steak.
He sold everybody
like,
out. No
you're
way.
The ignorance
no way.
Is bliss kind
no
of guy.
No way.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm Tank. He's all the brown guy.
Anyway. All right, let's get into Hogwarts. So Hogwarts, a pre-release came out.
Oh, boy.
So you played a couple hours. I played maybe an hour this morning.
Yeah. So we can get through what I feel.
What you feel.
The problem is.
How do you feel about
it? The problem is, so you pre-ordered it.
I did.
I pre-ordered it.
Yes.
To the world, we are now anti-trans.
Yeah.
We are trans haters.
Yeah. See,
immediately.
My basic thing on trans, I'm not really for or anti. If you want to live your life, do what you want.
Do what you want, sure. Yeah, but like now that a commercial product has been released and buying it now labels you anti-trans.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
Even though
for buying the game.
I looked into even more of J.K. Rowling's statement on the trans thing, and she's not anti-LGBTQ or any of that stuff. It's just her comments.
Science. She said some scientific things, and people were mad about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
only one type of person has a menstruation.
Yeah.
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 You don't have to agree with the artist.
Real in the weeds with that science.
Again,
right
you can look at a person's art and say, this is great, and then you're like, oh, shit, their opinions are... something else.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't mean the art's bad.
No.
But they're equating that. And and now instead of just being like, wow, this is a really good game, which this leads into IGN. IGN, the dude that reviewed it for IGN, I don't even remember his name. Travis Northup?
Yeah.
he reviewed it for IGN. And he says it on another podcast that's outside of IGN. It said he's the only reason he got to review it because everyone else was scared to review it.
Everyone else
was
no
scared
shit.
To review it. Because why? Because the community is in my opinion, I think this is the apex. Like, we have reached an apex.
Yeah,
of
this
like
might be something.
The anti-woke mob, or the woke mob, not the anti-woke.
Yeah.
The woke mob is all that woke outlets and media are just going after this game. It's been under the microscope before it even got released.
Yes.
And it was already getting a bad rap because JK, who's not even attached to this game just because she owns the intellectual property. So all of a sudden it's anti-trans. If you buy it, you're a piece of shit human being.
Yeah. Oh, well, and I did see this. I put it on our Twitter this morning. There's actually a website created to, you could basically say, go on there and report streamers that are streaming Hogwarts Legacy.
This. You can report them. This is insanity. It's insanity. Like, so, do you know Girlfriend Reviews?
Yes, girlfriend I saw that too. Yeah, they were.
They made her.
They
cry.
Were dragging her. Yeah,
because her and her fiance now were streaming it, and the chat was so bad. She's like crying in the background and had to split. She's like, I can't take this anymore.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. They're trying to play a video game. IGN, the reviewer, Travis,
yeah,
said at the end of his statement of his review was like, look, this is just a piece of media. And then somebody else tweeted about it too, like, hey, we can review a game on its own merit. We don't have to take the outside worldviews and opinions and jam it into this review. And all those woke media outlets, the Verge, the Gamer, Kotaku, right? Like they're all like, oh, that's bullshit. As a journalist, you're supposed to report all of this together. But yeah, you're not a journalist for a newspaper. You're a game journalist. Review the game. This isn't an op-ed for you to talk about what your feelings are. It's for you to tell us, is this a good game? Pretend there are no politics and there is nothing. Just let me know if this is a good game. Another, this girl got fired from Limited Run Games.
Fired.
Limited Run Games makes physical copies, for those of you who don't know, that makes physical copies for certain games that are only digital, and they make a small amount of them, and they ship them out. I've bought a few times. They're a great company, but it's showing that now they're this woke mob. They fired a girl for tweeting about. Somebody asked her, hey, what do you
tweeting about Harry Potter?
They asked her, hey, what are you excited for? They asked her, what do you think about Hogwarts Legacy? She says, I can't wait to play it. Right? So the company looked at her old tweets and her response, and they fired her based on that.
What was it? Okay.
It's crazy.
It is. Yeah. So, yeah, here's the tweet. I just got it on my phone or whatever. This is what I tweeted on the Gamer Athletes, at Gamer Athletes on the Twitter.
Yep.
Somebody put out... have they streamed that wizard game? And then you can enter their name and look to see if they have streamed it. So then you can boycott your favorite streamer. And I honestly think this whole campaign is going to flop. I mean,
it's good. Yeah. It's super loud right now.
This is the Gamergate of our,
I think it's going to be this year.
Yeah.
I think so.
This year.
So
this is insanity.
It's next level. It's next level.
Yeah.
Like, why are we talking about this game in this way?
Yeah.
Like, it's a game. It's a Harry Potter game. If you boycott it, you hurt the developers. You don't hurt J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
You hurt them. They made this game, poured themselves into it. And there's a trans character in the game.
Is there?
And they're like, that's just bolted on because we're crying.
Yeah.
And like... You can change, you know, your male voice, female voice. You saw that. I mean, it's not deep, but like, what else can you do? You know what I mean? They're not trying to give you a bust size, and so you can make sure you have huge tits because they're kids, right? They're teenagers. Yeah. So,
I don't like this stuff. And going back to Dan's hot takes, I told you about this shit 10 years ago. 10 years, well, maybe not 10. Let's say 8 years ago, I was talking about this shit pushing its way into comics, pushing its way into media, and now it's landed on one of your beloved hobbies.
Congratulations.
Big time.
Well, it's been there for a while. I'd like
an apology.
It's been there.
I'd like an apology.
No.
I'd like you to say, you know what, Chris, you're fucking right this whole time.
No. Not on the air. You'll never get me.
You'll never hear you on the air?
No.
I have to have a phone in my pocket to record it.
I just have. I've been able to ignore it. But now it's like, it's so loud. It's everywhere. It's
a slippery slope thing.
Though. It's breaking through anyone's algorithm.
Yeah, I saw the Avalanche coming years ago.
Yeah, that's the name of the studio.
Yeah, Avalanche.
Nice.
Segue. Look at that, segue.
Guy that made this video, he made a really good video. Like, don't leave our podcast and go check it out now. But Legacy Killer HD made a really good video about this, right? I think Monday when it came out. And he just sums it up so well and pulls all the woke outlets out, calls them out, Variety, all the other outlets that are just known to do this and be like, you have to talk about my opinions and my feelings. In this review.
Wait, was this guy anti?
No, Legacy's like, look at us. He's like us. He's like, look at this shit.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
Right? And then the Babylon Bee, who's a satirical Twitter.
Here I am, gonna pull that up on the big screen.
I don't know if do they just have Twitter? I don't know much about them. Are they like a website? But
the Babylon Bee is just a satirical website.
Okay,
they kind of make jokes left wing about the left wing. So they're, I guess they would say they're a right wing slanted satirical.
They made a pretty good thing.
So they, go ahead.
They made a little what do you want to call it, headline, satiring this whole debacle, and it says the FBI adds everyone who purchased Hogwarts Legacy to the hate group watch list. And people were taking this tweet seriously, and people were in the comments like, hey man, the Babylon Bee is
a satire,
it's like the Onion.
Yeah
Are you for real? It's like reading Mad Magazine and being like, this shit is crazy.
Oh, yeah, so you had the IGN reviewer, Trevor Northrup. So he got hate for just reviewing it, too?
He's getting hate now. He didn't. He was the one that stepped up and said, I'll do it. Like, he's like, listen, we'll do it on our own. But there was an op-ed.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an op-ed, but it was an earlier this year, they made, like, a statement talking about Hogwarts and how it should be, like, regarded as, hey, you know, if you don't want to buy this, you know, I get why. If it feels bad when you buy this, then don't buy it. Like, so they were kind of like,
I did not feel bad at all buying it.
I didn't know.
No.
I felt good. As soon as I saw the reviews.
Yeah, this is actually, to be honest, I have to think about it, but I think this is the first game I've ever actually pre-ordered.
Wow.
First game. So I'm going to get retroactively canceled. We don't have a big audience right now, but, you know, fast forward a couple years and, you know, let's say we have a larger, they're going to come back and be like, pre-ordered. You sons of bitches.
Yep.
Yeah. How fucking dare you? Cancel the gamer athletes.
I can't believe they fired that woman for just tweeting like she was excited to play it. Yeah. And then now they're shoehorning Phil Spencer. Remember, he came out and said, hey,
yes,
congratulations to you developers that are putting out games.
So he just,
regardless of the woke opinion.
Ooh, so he didn't say it in those words. It?
They're shoehorning him into this.
Fucking Phil Spencer's fault.
Some people are like,
cancel Phil Spencer.
Jesus, oh, he's going to get his lunch ate for sure.
Yeah.
But he wasn't necessarily, that game wasn't even out yet. And people are like, he was talking about Hogwarts, but he could have been talking about High on Life.
Just anybody.
High on Life, dude.
Any like, people.
So by this logic that they're holding Hogwarts to, if you buy Hogwarts, you are anti-trans, and you should be, you're committing hate crimes and shit. So by that same logic, if you buy any Blizzard or Activision game, Call of Duty, World of Warcraft,
any Microsoft, any Xbox game,
are for harassment and abuse. Well, because Bobby Kotick is always in trouble.
And as we know, Blizzard is one. Wait, no, it's not Blizzard. Call of Duty. Yeah, Blizzard Activision. They're doing the AI to stop harassment in their games.
Yeah, they're doing that. Yeah. So, you know, they're probably just going to, you know, the AI
just
will come
be
out and be like,
oh, silent on there.
You hate, you're for harassment.
Phil Spencer is going to be synonymous with hate speech.
He might dodge it. He's got some good publicists.
White ring, alt-right.
Yeah.
Proud Boy.
So if you're out there, Jason, you're anti-trans too because you bought the game.
Yeah. He's excited about it. We'll see.
No, he's in trouble. Don't stream it. You're going to get yelled at.
Don't stream it.
Don't stream it at all.
I've seen a lot of people streaming it. And a lot
there
of
was.
Big creators. XQC, the biggest guys. XQC, Nick Merckx, Asmongold.
I watched Asmongold. Yeah.
A lot of these guys are streaming it. They don't give a fuck.
Legacy Killer did it.
So
There's a link to it.
40,000 people were watching Nick Merckx play. Do you think he's gonna? Yeah.
There's like 40 different articles
canceling.
Just,
I guess,
linked to just bad. Like, oh, don't do it. The Games Hub said Hogwarts Legacy does not deserve to be reviewed on its own merits.
Really?
It does not deserve to be reviewed like a video game.
So it's all got to be watched through the rose-colored glasses.
Yep.
Transphobia.
The subtitle: Whether or not we want to admit it, it is impossible to talk positively about Hogwarts Legacy without harming a community of human beings. Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. So just reviewing a game is now tantamount to just violence against
anti-trans people. And somewhat the Jews because the goblins, that whole.
Yeah.
Just bolting that together, man.
Just trying to. They're just heaping everything on this pile of shit, trying to fucking make it make sense.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah,
I can't wrap my mind around it. Like, it's a video game.
Yeah, it's you got to do some mental gymnastics in there to get it to square that circle.
Again, Bobby Kotick, it was all dude. This look, if you can look up the list of things he did, he pretended to be a female and wrote some article in office and sent it out like that. It was like anti-abuse or something. I don't know. He's done a lot of stuff, but he's threatened to kill his like assistant. Just crazy. But you don't hear it. It never reached this volume.
Yeah,
they were just like, yeah, he's a dickhead. But he still works there until Microsoft buys him, and then I'm sure he's kaput if that goes through.
It's nuts. You're going to – hopefully, this is what I'm hoping for, is that this is like the – I'm hoping for it that this is going to be like the last thing, that this is finally – kind of when everybody like people start pushing back on the kind of this kind of shit pushing into video games, because they did like video games have been the last line of defense for a lot of shit.
It's a haven, man. Like they're supposed to be escapist tools, and like all everybody's bullshit is being wrapped up into it, and you can't even go in there and enjoy it.
Yeah, when this stuff started pushing into media, TV, comic books, just all that stuff, there wasn't a shit ton of pushback. I mean, there was out there, but then that was easily written off as like just white right wing stuff. But now that it's starting to push into video games, and that I'm hoping that this is kind of that it stops.
Imagine going into the sauna trying to relax, and you're in there by yourself.
Yeah,
and you're just relaxing, and somebody just whispers, "Hey, man, do you hate trans?"
Yeah.
Do you hate
if you don't say no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to tell everybody.
Yeah. All right. So maybe we can get into our reviews.
This is nuts. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you start the game?
Yes, I started the game. I played it for probably about an hour. A lot of cutscenes.
Oh, beginning. Man. Like all scenes. I can think of is like, I'm watching my video game right now.
Yeah. You're watching.
You're
watching any good games lately.
And listening to what people have to say about it. They're saying game of the year contender already. Some people are saying, but
I would say it's probably going to be a game of the year contender.
As massive as it is and beloved as that IP is, it has a strong chance. But like playing where I'm at now, I'm like, I don't see it. There's some rough facial animations.
See, but you're going for your confirmation bias. You want
what?
You want Legend of Zelda.
Please tell me more about what I think, Chris.
You want the Legend of Zelda to be the game of the year, so you're going to nitpick the shit out of this.
I'm 42 now. I've been playing games for a long time.
You're an old fuck.
I would say I have a good handle on what is going to come out from this year because I've been playing Zelda since its inception.
Yeah,
and I see the community react to it. I have an idea that Zelda might be a top contender.
I never said Zelda wouldn't be a top contender.
Yeah,
if Zelda builds on what it had with Breath of the Wild, it'll be a top contender for Game of the Year. Mm-hmm.
We'll find out today at 4 o'clock, buddy, if we see more of it.
Hogwarts is a new IP, though.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't make it automatically
a winner. It does not make it that, but that gives it a new IP over sequels.
So far, I have not reached that point of the game where I'm like, wow, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more like...
Well, you're only 3 hours into the game.
My 4-year-old's watching me play, and he's like... Go kill some people. I'm like, I hate it. I'm trying, dude.
That's where I was at.
He didn't say kill people. He said go fight some people. But I'm like, I'm trying, dude.
I will say this, though, that a lot of the cutscenes, though, are skippable, at least from what I've seen. Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't find that button until late. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, there it is. Move the joystick around and give you
Y. I was hitting triangle.
Oh, you're on the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. I got some extra stuff.
Yeah.
I figured out how to get my cosmetics on, so I got all my dark arts and gear on and shit.
And you picked which house?
Slytherin.
I went Ravenclaw.
You did? Whoa.
I did.
Hard
left.
It was
the one that it suggested for me.
Oh, you answered the questions positively.
Yes, I answered the questions and it suggested. But actually, right before, I decided I was going to go Ravenclaw anyway just for the colors.
Mm. You know.
Once I found out, because I did a quick search on whether the houses was going to affect your gameplay, and it said no, so I was like, all right, I'll do Ravenclaw.
Yeah, if it doesn't, I mean, I should have went Hufflepuff just because I know in my heart they're stoners.
Yeah. That's a good...
They are.
They're in their smoking reefer in there.
Their house...
They're getting their 420s on.
They're
See, they're in there playing.
Their common room is near the kitchen.
Yeah, they're playing. Yeah, they're in there playing video games and getting the munchies. And
see, that's why they're. If you read the books, you know they're not a major presence in the books. Even
yeah,
there's like one or two characters like, that are like Hufflepuff that are like have a lot of like dialogue in the books.
Too busy passed out.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like you know Cedric Diggory, yeah. Whatever. That's the guy. Twilight Kid played him. Robert okay. Pattinson.
You're, mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to get a little out in the weeds with me in the story.
Why, oh, I know. Yeah. This is my source.
Source material. Source
material superiority.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, I so I'm excited to, like, walking through. Yeah, even that. Like, because a lot of the rooms, like the Defense Against the Dark Arts class, is a physical representation of what they do in the movie.
Yeah.
A lot of the sections are that they created in the movie are recreated in this.
Well, that's a good thing that they did with this. They didn't try to recreate it at the same on the same Harry Potter timeline.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
they
yeah,
could yeah, yeah. You know, so you don't have to have all those same characters, and then you're not running into the people who read the books are like, this didn't happen in the books, or this is
I appreciate that because you have more liberty as a game developer too. So like I wouldn't want absolutely. To be stuck to that timeline and be like, no, man, I don't want this to happen. However, the hot totally back to idea. The controversy.
Uh-huh.
The
I love controversy.
Yeah, yeah. The headmaster, Phineas Black.
Yeah.
So you don't watch any of the movies?
No. I watched the first one and maybe the second one.
Fuck. So he is in the movies and books.
Okay.
Except he's a painting.
Yeah.
All right, because he's a former headmaster, the former headmaster.
Oh, so he's the headmaster in this now. One. I didn't mean in him.
The game. So in the in the movies and the books, he's a painting and kind of a big character in the later books. Did they
capture his likeness?
I don't know, dude. In the game? I think so. Okay. Yeah. But you know who plays him?
Who? What, in the game?
Yes.
Who?
Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah,
hate him now.
Okay.
They hate him because the actors are attached to the Hogwarts and, you know, this is a bad look for him and he's, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
All right. So, you can't even get work now as a video game voice actor.
Yeah, everybody from here on forward that worked on this game is now blacklisted.
Yep.
Yep.
Can you say blacklisted? Shit.
Get a little dicey.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah.
I can say whatever I want. Nobody's you can cancel me.
Yeah, that's one thing you're not going to get here is politically correct on the podcast. So
we need to put that as like our subtitle. Gamer athletes, don't come here for sensitivity, kids.
We're going to have to be sent to our HR department. Wait, that's me too.
Put a couple.
And you.
Put a couple pieces of dental dam over your ears.
We're co-HR departments.
Fuck.
So, all right.
So do you feel you're stuck on like a, like you feel confined playing the game right now? Like, fuck, get me out of here.
Yes, I kind of felt that in the beginning, but I'm waiting for it to open up a little bit. Because now I made it to the point in the game where you're in your dorm or whatever.
Oh shit!
And you start.
You're super early. Okay.
Yeah. Way.
I made it outside the castle.
I only played like about an hour this morning. Anyway. Actually, this kind of shit's like fresh in my mind a little bit more. The character, you know, like stuff like the character creator. I thought it was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Could have been better. My girl.
It could have been it could have been a lot better. There's not a whole lot of options with like cheekbones and that. You have stock faces that you can pick from and different shit, but. Mm-hmm.
The hairstyles, I got to give them credit on that one. They did do a good job with the hairstyles. Yeah. Like I was like, oh man, I made a dude and a woman.
Yeah, you can't, the body transformation, like you can't make a fat, dumpy dude or whatever. Yeah,
everybody's in.
Or thick, you can't make a thick boy or
I don't think you control the height either.
No, it's all just the same. You don't have anything. Okay. You have stock bodies to choose from, and then you can adjust very limited things from there.
I didn't like the male. I was listening to I played the first 10 minutes as the male, and it's the male voice actors just don't, unless they're like a big name, they don't hit it for me. Like I'm like, this performance is kind of eh.
Yeah. So you did a. I just did a girl to play through with.
Yeah, I did both. I'm farther ahead with a female.
Yeah. I thought the character models and everything were pretty good though.
Yeah, the faces could have been better. I think we just had a little bit like. More control over the face.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to probably have different shit covering my face because you can get all kinds of cosmetics.
I like the color. I like that you didn't have any, like, the color selectors either for that. It was just stock colors.
Yeah, it's just one little slider and it had, like, notches. Yeah,
different colors on it, which I wasn't too... I wish there was more depth in the character creator, but, you know, So I will spend a lot of time in a character creator.
Sometimes I'm glad they're not bigger than they are. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, then you end up spending like six hours on a character creator.
2 hours later, all like, right. You spent 20 minutes on her boobs. Yeah.
Yeah, and then going through like for the cutscenes and that, like the lip syncing was pretty good.
And I didn't agree. I was like, oof, their mouths are not moving very well. They feel like sticky. Like they're not like they're not moving like clay almost. It's I don't know.
Say you're not gonna get movie level lip syncing out of a video game.
Some games are really good. A lot of like shit, even in the Call of Duties, they did do that in there.
Now did they do the like the green screen with the character models where they have the foam balls all over their face and that where they
for God of War
for, no for well I know they did it for God of War motion capture mocap that's what I'm looking for
mocap
did they do the motion capture for
I don't think they did I mean it doesn't look like they did because it looks like they're missing frames between some of the facial animations but the performance like the voice acting is good. Like,
okay,
I think that's really good. The combat, you haven't really got deep into the combat.
No, but I think the combat, like for what I've done, is okay because you do have the rolls, you know, for the dodging, and then you have the whatever the what is that, the block or the shield that you get around you.
And then you can, you know,
which is kind of
counterattack.
Cool. Yeah, and you have the thing makes it the bad
that's very
stuns the bad guys.
Batman and Spider-Man combat, like the thing goes over your head, so you hit the button at the right time. But they did say that enemies are a little bit samey eventually. They get repetitive.
I actually
have mob that, diversity and repetition.
Yeah, diversity of characters. Mm-hmm. I actually have that. Yeah, see, mom diversity and repetition.
Yep.
I have that. Let's see. The cutscenes are skippable, which is a plus for me. Because eventually I'll just be like, all right, I don't even give a shit what they're saying.
Yeah, and what they say is there's a lot of plot. It's one of those stories where there's such plot holes because it's such a big IP and it's kind of just being put into this world that a lot of the stuff you just have to take on, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. Like,
this is the game. It's already about magic. I need you to suspend some, suspend disbelief for a little bit.
Right.
And it works. I'm just such a Harry Potter fan and have read those books multiple times. So you're walking around that castle and you're like, oh shit, this is I walked into the astronomy tower, and those who've read the books know why that's relevant. And I was like, oh shit, this is where the shit goes down. Like,
For someone who hasn't read the books, is that going to be a big, you know, am I going to care?
No, you won't. It's just going to be an astronomy tower to you. Okay. But I know there's a major event in the books that happens there. Hundreds of years later.
You're like, I've been there.
Yeah.
Been there in my brain.
I was like, oh shit, this is where it all went down and this is amazing. And then you walk into the world and you see all these creatures run around. You remember those from the books. You're like, oh shit, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is what this is supposed to look like. Oh shit, I didn't know this was because there's sections in there that aren't in the movies and things that didn't make it in the movies as well. Like Peeves. Peeves is a whole character that didn't make it from the book. Huge character. Didn't make it into the game or the book or the movies. But he's in the game.
Huh.
You'll see him. He's over there trolling everybody. You'll love him.
Is he? Is he the guy that's like floating around? He's like dressed like a clown?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Peeves.
Like I said, I saw some videos on Hogwarts. So I've seen some of the characters and stuff like that that are further in the game than I am. I do like the dragon that came out and just tore that character.
It was a strong opener.
Yes, it was.
Like, wow, this is getting nuts.
Yeah, because it gives you, it lets you know right away jumping into it that this isn't necessarily a kiddie game.
That dude straight died.
So there's people dying away in the game. Which it makes me a little
people
bit more
dying in the books.
Yeah, it makes me happier that it's like, yeah, not in the ones I read.
So you gotta remember the first two books were made for a young audience. Yeah, younger. And as babies. Those people grew up, that her publisher told her, start getting
Listen, I get
adult.
It. But as
book three on.
Yeah. But as a
dying
older person reading the books and going back, I just couldn't get into it. I started the third book and I was just like
Chris's shitty hot takes.
No, I didn't. That's not a shitty hot take. Just saying I couldn't get into the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, my shitty hot take would be like, since I don't care about Harry Potter, then nobody else does, even though that's actually
my hot take. Okay.
That's your hot takes. Hot takes are just being incredibly wrong about something just because your opinion.
I think you're incredibly wrong in your eyes.
You state your opinions as facts. That's what it is.
I forgot about that statement.
The opinions is facts.
Opinions is facts.
Yeah, yeah.
The Disney movie, what is that? Inside Out did a joke on that.
Stating opinions
of facts. Like there's some boxes. Movie. Oh, really?
No.
Pretty good. Mm-mm. I have kids. So a bunch of boxes fall. And remember, they're inside some kid's mind.
Yeah.
So a bunch of boxes fall and break. And one box said opinions and one said facts.
Uh-huh.
All the shit falls on the ground. And she's like, oh, no. All these opinions and facts look the same. That was pretty good.
Hey, that's a lot of the controversy, all these people with their opinions that they're trying to state as facts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That we're anti-trans. Yeah.
Huh? My opinion is that J.K. Rowling is anti-trans, so and it's now a fact. Head. Yeah.
Off with her vagina and put a wiener there.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be happy then. Jesus.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's the thing about...
if Jesus... I don't even want to go down that.
That's just the thing about is that the goalposts keep shifting with people who have belief systems that are core ideologies.
That want other people to jump on board with them and agree with them. Like, they keep they win a battle and they're like, well, this isn't enough.
Yeah, it's not good enough that you accept people.
Right.
Like, you have to agree with everything that they say.
Nobody can disagree in this world.
You're not allowed to step out of line.
I don't agree with you on a lot of shit. Here I still am.
Yeah. Yeah. So... That, you know, and the crazy thing about this is that if you go back like 30 years ago, probably, they had the same thing that came with like the religious people in this country with all the parental advisories that they were putting on music, video games. I mean, you saw that, the video games are a gateway to like violence and this
they're killing
you
know, people.
You're going to see more. Yeah. So you saw the same thing. So the new progressive trans movement that we have now is basically akin to the crazy Catholics or crazy, not Catholics, Christians of 30 years ago. Where now you have to...
Witch hunt.
Yeah, now you have to censor your speaking and your thoughts and your whatever have you just to please and placate them. And if you don't, then you just get canceled.
Yeah, there's some shitty opinions out there that probably deserve to be kept to yourself. But like most of the shit is just like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
sees it that way, that's fine.
If you, my opinion is,
I'll still
if you have an opinion, and I don't like it,
yeah,
I'm just not gonna listen to it or take it under advisement or anything like
sure.
that. You know,
yeah, people don't have that ability.
You have the right to have your opinion. I also have the right to.
Disagree.
I give a shit about your opinion.
And not even get into it with you. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm not going to fucking address this.
Right.
Right. At all. You know what I'm going to do? Beep. Turn on my PlayStation and play Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, so
it's going
like,
to be fine.
Yeah. And it goes with like movies or whatever. Like, I think that if you want to make a movie, like the Bros or whatever with the gay rom-com, go ahead and make your movie.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Don't be mad that nobody went to see
it. Don't be mad that I'm not going to watch it.
Dude, the numbers are bad.
I don't like rom-coms to fucking begin with.
Yeah.
Let alone watching it, you know.
I thought for sure you'd go see it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Brokeback Mountain sequel.
Oh, I wish I could quit you.
See, it was just like.
I say that when we fight. I wish I could quit you.
There was, even they trying to like review bomb The Last of Us, that third episode, which.
Oh, The Last of Us.
Yeah, I thought the third episode was okay.
So I went over.
It was fine. It was a good episode.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
No.
I watched really the source material again through and this is just my take. I enjoyed the source material part more because Bill, Nick Offerman's character, was way more involved in the present day. Like he helped Joe and Ellie.
They just killed him off in this one.
Right. And see, so I forgot about even the way they introduce him. He says he was my partner, right? He says that Frank was my partner.
Yeah.
This is happening in present day. This whole Bill and Frank episode was a flashback. So, and then you find Frank, his partner, later in the game with Joel and Ellie. You're all walking around. You're getting the safety and you walk into a house and there's a dude hanging there dead.
Oh, he's like,
oh shit, that was Frank. And he's like. You know, they go into a little bit of backstory on why he did it and stuff like that. It was just way more enjoyable as a piece of media, not because, you know, and I understand why people are like, well, you know, I need to see all that. That's fine. That's how you feel. Still a good episode, but I just enjoyed the original better because it was involved with Joel and Ellie.
was, as a person that was outside looking in, because I didn't play The Last of Us, I thought that the way that they handled the suicide was, you know, fine.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I thought...
And if it was a man and a woman, really, you probably wouldn't have the review bombing, but just because it was two dudes, I didn't really care. I thought it was actually a romantic gesture.
I know some people personally that were like, yo, did you see that episode, man? That shit sucked, bro.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't think it was bad.
I was like, maybe you should question a little bit by yourself why that bothered you so much.
See, and the thing that I liked about it and the way they handled it was they didn't like over, you know, they didn't say, oh, we're being oppressed now. And so it just was a relationship between two guys, which didn't bother me.
People
so.
Are saying this is HBO's magnum opus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, let's calm down there. I mean, it's good. It was enjoyable.
Polar opposite opinions. Everybody's like, this shit sucks.
This is the best shit that will ever be put out by HBO ever.
The woke people the woke people on the other side saying, oh, this is it.
Nothing. They could put out an exact thing just like it, except a male and a female.
Yeah, I never have to watch TV again.
I'm done.
Everything that I watch from here on forward would be judged by this one moment in cinema history.
That's it.
Yeah. We should get back into the Hogwarts. Hogwarts. Let's see. I made this comic because I'm going through the spells. I didn't know this how Harry Potter is, but I said the spells and the way they or the names for the spells. I just said it sounds like a bunch of crackers that are trying to speak Spanish.
Latin?
No, no,
it's Latin.
No,
they're putting an O on everything. I hear.
Yeah.
Latin is very that way.
Yeah, that's just what it sounds like, you know.
It is. Even when I was reading that, I was like, all right, they got it. Yeah. I mean, maybe you got to come up with something else.
Yeah. How do you say that in Spanish? You'd say, oh, truco.
Incendio.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Descendio. Yep.
Is it?
Defendo. Yeah. Accio.
I just think that's what it sounds like.
Yep.
Just to me.
There was a lot of O's.
Made me giggle a little
bit. That's funny. Let me get the caro.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, how do you say car in Spanish? Yeah.
Caro.
Caro.
Yeah. Coche is a
And I got through like I made it to that first part where it's just like the tutorial or whatever and showing you how to kill the statue guys or whatever.
Okay, yeah. You got a little slog ahead of you. It's fun again, fan. So exploring the areas was cool. Going into Hogsmeade, I mean,
I'm not gonna mind that. Like once I get there, because I don't mind exploring.
There's
areas.
The collectibles too.
Yeah.
Right. So that. Yeah, makes it a little engaging.
Yeah, I don't mind like exploring different areas, but if I can't just like walk off, you know, while I'm exploring and like kill some shit.
Yeah, you're like my kids.
Yeah, it might be a little.
If my kids are watching me play a game and they're like, "Ugh,
you gotta kill some stuff."
My 4-year-old was fine, but my oldest, he was watching. He's like, he's excited to find collectibles, so he's like, "Oh, there was a page behind you. Oh, there was. Oh, look here, look there. I saw this." So he gets excited finding things. My other one's just like.
Just kill stuff.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I like killing stuff in video games.
Yeah, and then he missed it. I think I fought a big-ass troll. So
yeah, it's like one of my favorite things to do in video games is killing stuff.
It's fun. Combat, it makes or breaks a game. Yeah. Like, sorry, if the story's good and the combat sucks, I'm probably not going to play it.
Right. Have you made it to any boss fights or anything?
Yeah, the troll.
In the game? Troll?
I haven't
been there.
How right now, it's still a tutorial. So it's just
that's a long ass tutorial.
Yeah. Well, Breath of the Wild.
Holy shit!
Had a very long tutorial area. That first island until you get your glider. It's like 2 hours.
To me, it seemed less invasive as that though.
It did because you did get a lot of freedom in it.
Yeah.
And there was like you already had some of your abilities. Now you have to go learn all these abilities. Like I'm still learning spells and like have to go see this teacher and run here. And then this kind of pissed me off. Oh, you go see this teacher to learn a new spell, and you go to the teacher and they're like, hey. Go do these two tasks, and then I'll teach you the spell. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
You're going to help these people gather herbs and spices?
One of them's go see this kid, and you do some dueling with other students. And like that part's pretty good because it's full combat.
Now, are all this, I got to the, what's the light spell?
Lumos.
Yeah, Lumos. Okay.
You hear this guy, Jason?
Are they the same in... for every spell where you have to do the thing where you...
To learn it, yes. But not the same motion.
Yeah, right.
It got a little harder and the button prompts changed.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I thought it was cool, but it's getting old.
I thought it was stupid.
I think they should have made it harder.
Yeah, I could tell this is going to be annoying to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, this is... this is, what's the point in this?
Yeah, I failed the first one because I was like, what do I even do? Yeah. And then it, that red trail caught up with me.
Well, you're not a gamer athlete. I got it first try. Yeah. First
nice.
Try.
Nice.
Yeah. Because yeah. I am a gamer. Yeah, that annoyed me the first time I saw it.
Mm. Well, get ready.
get ready for a lot of annoying, because it's why do I have to
spell.
Do this?
Every spell. Because you're practicing the motion.
But then you never do it again.
No, you learn the spell. You don't fucking have to. That's learning it.
It's stupid.
I thought I was expecting just to get it, and I was like, oh, I have to do this again? Oh, okay, cool. And then there's like 5 button presses, and the shit gets faster, so it makes it a little hard. But,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Did you play?
Just makes it annoying.
I heard normal's pretty hard later when you finally get into it.
Yeah, I just played it on normal.
I ain't got time to be playing on hard.
Yeah, because my problem with these games like this that have 4 different settings is that it's just everything becomes like bullet sponges.
That's all it is. Yeah, it's just, yep.
Yeah,
what was your damage really upstairs?
Hard. And like that made me, they do give you the indicators when you're about ready to be attacked.
Yeah, that's Batman games.
Yeah.
That's a mechanic that
I'm not a big fan of that, but honestly, I don't like it that things can attack you.
There's a hot take. Like,
yeah, well, not, I don't know.
Arkham Asylum was so good. Even if you don't take the other two, even if you don't take Arkham City and Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum was just...
I just don't like being... like
a lot of puzzles.
Like stuff off screen and you not being able to like turn quickly and see them or shit. Yeah,
well,
like
you
that.
Can dodge and stuff like that. Like you got like 15 dudes around you. It's like your dream scenario. Like 15 dudes around you and then you fight them and you have all these tools at your disposal to take them all out. And it's what Batman is. It did the best job ever in the game.
Yeah. So did you sign up? You got the deluxe edition. Did you sign up and get your free items? Or
no, man. I'm not doing that. Yeah, I was like, just give me
15 minutes.
I mean, I got what it gave, like the dark art stuff, which is cool. Transmog.
Yeah, that's supposedly later, so you can get the good
you can
gear
do it now.
And you can do.
I think you
can
do it. Like No.
You have the item already.
Yes.
Then you can transmog to have it look like
you
that.
Can. You will always have that look.
Yes.
You can sell the item if it's shit and still keep the look. But I don't think you can change anything. I don't know if you can transmog now. I didn't know how to until you fight this troll. I couldn't really do a lot. I was like, why isn't it letting me do that?
So they're gatekeeping your ability
to
transmog?
Until you fight. I don't know if I would be interested if you tried. You just go into your gear and you hit square for me. So it'd be X on you.
Yeah, maybe we'll get into that here in a bit. So... other than that, any other impressions of Hogwarts Legacy so far since you're a little bit further in the game?
No, I'm just waiting to get more open, like waiting for that open world.
So how far are you into the game and it's not opened up yet?
No, it's semi-opened up. Like, it's like, all right, now you can go outside the castle. All right, you go explore and then you go, all right, now you're going to go to Hogsmeade. And that's semi-open. It's just another area like Hogwarts. But then I haven't got my broom to fly around. I'm just finding a lot of those pages, and I found a bunch of puzzles I don't know how to do.
Transmog that into like a Harley Davidson or something.
And maybe they're definitely going to have like a Nimbus or something like that. That's going to be cool. But
surfboard.
There's not many because I looked at it tells you how many of everything's in the game. So this is how many pages you have to find. This is how many pieces of gear there are in the game. This is how many broomsticks you can unlock. Like, so you have that number already given to you at the start. So I was like,
it's a set number of shit.
If you
unlock.
Go to your menu, it'll say like collections, and then you'll see. I'm like, oh shit, there's only like 4 or 5 broomsticks. I was like, that kind of fucking sucks. But I'm excited to fly around. I like to see how open it feels. I heard there's a couple invisible walls.
I like invisible walls.
Well,
I do.
We're all living
secrets.
Inside invisible walls.
I like, secrets that you can discover.
Yeah.
Yeah, and things like that. There was, the controls feel pretty good in the game, too.
Pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, they're not. They don't feel. I'd say they do feel a little like weighted down, I guess.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's not. It's enough to notice, but it's not enough to like really make me shit on the controls of the game.
Yeah, I found out. There's these puzzles in the castle. You see when there's like a dice. I was like, what the fuck is this? That one's pretty tough. I don't know.
I haven't gotten there yet, but I have seen a couple of videos on like. We have like a mirror and you got to put a butterfly underneath.
I did that. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd use Lumos.
Yeah. To go
find it. It feels like Dragon Age, but I feel like they should have done. So you only have, I don't know, maybe it'll change later, but you only have 4 slots for spells.
Yeah.
There should have been a button press to give you another 4. Yeah. Like other games have done it, like Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Right? You hold this button and it's your other.
I can see. When do you get to change your spells, though?
When you start doing your fucking. When you start losing. When you start earning more.
No. That's not what I mean. Like, when do you get a when you get to reset your spells? Like, let's say you know like 10 spells.
Oh, I just got to that.
And you can slot different ones in.
I just got there, and it teaches you how to do it.
So it teaches you how to move your. Like, I can see like a positive behind that because it makes you think about a battle before you go into.
Yes, that's what some other reviewer was saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think I would like that because then you go in with the wrong spells and you're gonna get shit on.
You're gonna get worked because you're not gonna break your shields. Yep.
Right. So I can see that as actually being a positive thing, and maybe there's different ways to do bosses in different ways, which will give the game replayability.
I hope the combat's good.
Yeah. The more different variety of things you can do in the game will push it closer to that game of the year.
Yeah, and an actual ending instead of the slides. Slides. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your character was... So you can learn the Unforgivable Curses. There's a quest line, but it's not like in your face. You have to go kind of find it.
Yeah, I'm going to go find that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. You're a Ravenclaw, though. Ravenclaws don't kill people.
I'm going to kill them.
They try and trick people with riddles.
They're not going to put me in a box just because I'm a part of that house.
Fucking, somebody's going to put you in a box. It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna do what I want.
Yeah.
I thought of something else I was going to bring up about it. Just off my first playthrough, and I'm blanking. On it,
yeah, I'm sure I forgot something too.
Yeah, there's a lot. And we're probably gonna have more next week.
More discussions.
Yeah, more next week on the next episode. Because then we'll probably be, I'll be a good, probably 20 or so or more hours into the game by next
playing
week.
Tonight. Yes. I'll play tonight after I put them kids a bit.
Oh, I'll be doing. Doing some drinking and playing, which is one of my favorite pastimes. Hey, look,
you're playing with fire right there.
What?
A few drinks in, you're watching a cutscene.
No.
I'm fucking tired. Because you know I'm passed out.
My problem with drinking and playing video games, like for the first couple, I'm all right. And then after that.
Oh, I've experienced it.
Yeah. My gamer skills go way down.
I remember this.
Like, what is he even fucking doing? What is he doing?
So
boot him.
Kick his ass out.
Yeah, we're on voice chatting.
Yep.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh man,
this guy's getting in over there. Yep. He's gonna be missing his shots here in about 30 seconds.
Fucking way out. You're still in a circle, dummy.
You're looking at the sky.
Yep.
Yeah, no. So, all right. Well, maybe we can get into some of the, like I said, yeah, we're already an hour into this podcast. We've only really talked about Hogwarts Legacy.
That's fine.
No, I'm fine with it too. Let's see if we can get into some other news here. If you want to talk about, let's see. Unless you have anything else you want to bring up on Hogwarts.
No, I think I got everything out. Like I said, until we play it more.
Yeah. I said we're going to have to set, maybe next week we'll do just a Hogwarts Legacy. We'll do a normal podcast and we'll do a dual podcast.
The woke mob trash fire is just going to be growing on this for a while.
Hey, listen, I love it.
I
love it too.
I'm sitting there with popcorn eating it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, fuck.
It's very
J.K.
fun.
Rowling sucks.
Yeah, especially right now because like I said, if you come up against like TV critics and TV people, they're all in that echo chamber and that of that. But you come up against video game people. Mm. Video games is like so much more decentralized because of the internet and because of that you can't get everybody and all the critics and all the reviews. Like you see it with the critics and the reviewers in that newspaper, that old media newspaper space with video games where they all have the same opinion.
Yeah.
But most people are, especially with video games, aren't getting their news that way. Mm-mm. They're going to your YouTube creators, YouTube content creators. They're going to Twitch. They're going to this or that. So you're going to see a lot of pushback on this, and people are just going to be like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm playing the game.
The funny thing is the same guy that I watched that video, the Legacy Killer HD, he had a four-year-old video and was talking about, look, man, like these outlets are putting their ideals and thoughts,
politics,
and their worldviews into these reviews.
Yeah.
And he said it just like you said it. He's like, hey, you just want to know if the game's good. Like, I don't, I'm not worried because everybody tries to make a bigger deal out of what they assume a game's going to be. Far Cry 5, remember the imagery for Far Cry 5 was during the political bullshit that was going on with our government. And they thought it was going to be more of a, like a right winger type game where you get to,
yeah,
you know, it would be more about that. And it turned out not to be about that. And people,
which is good,
those, which is good. Right. But those certain outlets were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, wait, you were supposed to, this was supposed to be about that. I wanted my game about politics and you didn't give it to me. And they negatively reviewed it because of it.
I honestly can't, I can't see a market for having an overly political stuff in games. I just can't see a market for that. I mean, you look at it with like, Ben Shapiro's came out with his alternative with what's her name in it from The Mandalorian.
Oh yeah, God, why am I blanking on her?
Gina Carano.
Gina Carano.
So they came out with their alternative to that, and the movie flopped.
Yeah,
yeah, because people aren't just gonna watch your shit just because you're Ben Shapiro. I didn't watch that shit. I saw like a trailer for it, and I was like,
Yeah. Did you see the Hogwarts Legacy GTA mod?
Is there?
Look at, here we go. All right. Here we go. I'll turn it up so maybe we can catch the audio.
Yeah. Oh, he gets on the living room. See, that's what, yeah. That's another thing.
Ivana cadaver the shit out of those people.
I'd be interested to see, because this is available on PC, Hogwarts Legacy is, mm-hmm. how the mods that come out for it, things like that.
They're gonna put a.
You know, there's people already working on it, so you gotta have.
They're gonna put a naked Hermione in there.
No,
100%. That's always like the first thing. Look at all the Resident Evil 4 remakes.
I don't know, man.
That they did. They modded. They made Jill Valentine butt naked.
Yeah,
like the first thing they did. Horny people out there. But anyway, moving on. The one thing I did note that I did not put in the notes is the Switch has just surpassed the PlayStation. Fuck, one of them.
Three.
Four, three. It's the third most highest selling console of all time.
I don't think it passed up to four. Probably didn't pass up to
four. I think PlayStation 2 is number one.
Yeah.
So it might have.
What passed up?
It's the third selling highest console of all time.
I am interested to see what Nintendo is going to come out with for their next iteration of console.
Well, stay tuned today at 4 o'clock. We're going to see more about the
I want that frames games. Per second increase. So I can play games like Dark Souls on there. Because, you know, they have Dark Souls 1 on the Nintendo Switch.
Latest sales figures place it ahead of the PS4 and Game Boy.
Okay.
122 million sales in its lifetime. Because, for the most, this is my thought. Even though it's the price point's $300.
Still.
$350 for the OLED.
Yeah.
At the time, you're more like, I don't know why. You're more likely to buy two of those with the household than one PlayStation 4.
Okay. Well, I can see why.
But, you understand. Yeah. So, but it's not like a big price difference. I understand why, but it's like, man, motherfuckers are like, hey, I'm going to spend $600 because each of my kid needs one, right? Or I want one and my kid has one.
Yeah.
Yep.
When my kid gets older,
I'll have three of them.
I thought about doing, like, even buying another one for vacations and things like that. Because we take the Switch when we go on vacation.
My kids love Terraria, and you can't play co-op on the same screen.
Yeah.
You can play two players on, like, but they could both co-op with me on the screen, and then I play on my Switch.
So. Yeah. And then you can do, what is it, with two Switches, you can do, like, four people in Mario Kart and things that. You do four people or whatever, Super Smash Brothers and things like that, party games.
Do you remember the original commercials for the Switch when it came out?
No.
So I forgot what they called her. There's some girl. They named her. It was like all this promotional marketing video of showing people show up with a Switch and like motherfuckers just finished playing basketball. And all of a sudden they boot up like 2K and they're playing each other on like the bench next to the actual basketball court. And they're having a great time. Somebody shows up. It's like a rooftop party with a Switch. And like everybody crowds around this little screen and plays call. Nobody's crowding around a little screen.
No. That's why I like having the dock.
Yeah,
like, well, I rarely play my Switch on dock.
Again, if you had a separate... Now, I know people in the industry that have posted pictures and like a lot of peers. She posted a video when it first came out. She was at a party and they showed her. She was curled up on like a fucking couch Like, like away from everybody just playing Legend of Zelda. I get it, but I think she was reviewing it. No, yeah, she didn't review it.
Hey, they got tight deadlines. Sometimes you got to like skip a couple of those wine spritzers and get down on a game, you know? Yep. So
avocado toast, wine spritzers out there.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Now we can get into some of the other news, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Resident Evil, this one's good for you. What, I thought Resident you'd be excited about that. Look, Resident Evil 4. No, removing QuickTime events.
Oh, yeah. I hate QuickTime events in games.
They're a dated thing.
They're fucking annoying.
It's how I feel about keys on doors, like your house door.
Well, you should be able to put your finger on there.
I think, well,
or like your unlock your car.
It's such an, passwords themselves is such an outdated thing. Like we still have to use a password. Like it's like a fucking 40-year-old security feature.
Well, like on your phone?
Anything, anywhere, on any website. We haven't gone, now that Face ID is a thing, but we haven't gone.
How are you going to get around that? Getting passwords to get on your phone or something.
But now they're just passwords that are all tied to my Face ID.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but then I could like knock you out and then put your face in and then
you try it.
Get your PayPal account. No?
Yeah.
Wait, do I have to hold your eyes open?
Something like that.
Say
pictures don't work either.
I'll Bill Cosby you and then get under your phone.
Oh.
That's a good Paul Kolscher reference. So, where are we at? Removing QuickTime events. I'm always a fan of taking stuff off that slogs down a video game.
Yeah, I think, again, QuickTime events were cool are one of them. When they first came out, you're like, oh, wow, I feel
what
so.
What was the first game of QuickTime events?
I don't know. We can figure that out. God of War was before that, and they were bad in the originals.
Yeah, but that was okay. I mean.
Because they were new.
War, yeah.
Yeah, when they were new.
Something different in a game. You have to smash X and you're like ripping some guy's head apart. I mean, now, I mean, even in the new God of War, not Ragnarok, the one before that, 2018, which I played, God, drove me nuts. I'm like, why do I have to do this?
I don't know.
Why do I have to smash X repeatedly?
I agree.
Something.
They're putting side quests instead of them, though. That's great.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Yep. Other side quests.
I just gotta make sure the guy that sells things. Yeah, the guy that sells things to you has to be in there. Yeah.
What are you buying? Yeah, I like more content in game, especially with the price points games are now. Like having you really gotta push the content in them.
We didn't touch on that price thing. Remember, I had that picture of old. Oh, you can bring that up.
Yeah,
it's in the files.
Is it in the files?
It's in the files, not the notes.
Since we're talking about price points of video games, we can bring
you're
up
in the notes. You gotta get the
All right. Hey, I'm trying to like
I got it, dude.
I'm trying to have a podcast the same time I'm typing.
Yeah, everybody does. This
is why we need another person.
Producer. Who wants to be a producer? We're taking job applications right now. But don't be like Clint Blackwell, don't show up for your first day of work.
Yeah. He's fucking fired.
Didn't even get the job all the way.
Hey, Jake Santos. There we go. I got him in there. Since he was crying about not being getting a shout out.
I was going to do it at the very end. I was going to wait till the very end and be like, all right, we've been on.
Jake Santos.
Yeah.
He's crying. He's not getting mentioned over Jerry Santos. He has a big thing about this Jerry Santos thing.
Yeah.
You guys share a name.
Yeah. just go the Santoses. They're one person now.
Is that back up? Back up.
Hold on. Where are we at?
Game reference. Shared.
No, I got iCloud. Shared. iCloud. Podcast. Is it in here?
No, just type shared. The shared button right there.
Where?
Second one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
There should be images in there.
Yeah, there we go.
So we talked about the price of games before for anybody who's actually listening to every episode. And I found a 1997 Toys R Us ad.
$60.
$70 for Street Fighter Alpha, what? 2? Yeah. $69.99, 1997. Remember, but look at who's. I said the carts themselves were expensive. So if you wanted to make a game on a Super Nintendo, you had to pay extra for the cart.
Yeah.
And publishers and developers were like, fuck that. Put that cost onto the consumer.
Look at that hang time right there. What is that? Hang a basketball
time.
Game?
$69.99, NBA hang time.
Get out of here.
$70. Donkey Kong Country 3, $60.
Did you ever play hang time?
Not that I remember, dude.
No. I sure as shit wasn't paying
$70. I played Yoshi's Island. Go down. Go down. How much? $8 cheaper. Oh, it's a coupon. So it's Yoshi's Island was $60, which is, it's a Nintendo game, so it's expected.
What is this Super Game Boy?
Oh, yeah. You could put your...
Oh, it lets you play Game Boy cartridge?
There's a cartridge.
Hey, Nintendo was making waves in backwards compatibility back then. What happened to you, Nintendo?
That was the only time.
What happened,
until Nintendo? Recently.
Oh my gosh.
Until the Wii, and that was the only way you could buy.
How disappointing.
It wasn't even backwards compatibility. It was like you can play Game Boy games on your TV.
Wait, oh, and then we have this ad too.
140 for the Nintendo Entertainment Center.
Yeah. And then what was that? The Sega Master System won $99
for $10 Barbies.
Yeah. Wow. How much is a Barbie now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't have girls. I
figured, yeah. Yeah, I had.
I'll get canceled now because they're, oh, dolls can be for anybody.
Oh, yeah, dolls can be for anybody. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. G.I. Joe's a doll.
Barbies don't have wieners or anything.
No.
They're nothing.
No.
They're non-binary by nature.
Yeah, Ken's not packing anything down.
They've
there.
Been teaching this shit for years.
Look at that. Look at that. I do know about the Transformers Technobot. Look at that.
I do remember that. Was it the whole thing?
$27.
The whole thing was $28.
Wow.
One, two, three, four, five pieces.
I got just one of those pieces now is probably about $16 to $20.
More. Yeah.
Just for probably one of 30. The arms, like a small arm. And like, yep. It's been a couple of years since I bought Transformers, but my boy loves them. So they're, yeah, game prices have not really changed as dramatically.
Mm-hmm. I've always noticed that.
I'd like to see if they standard what system was standardized with game pricing. PlayStation?
It was around the optical media.
Yeah.
Yep.
Around the regular PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are still mad about.
What is this?
People are still mad about. That was Jake Santos calling me.
Oh, did he hear us live?
That was weird enough. The E3 thing's still up in there. People are still really upset about the big three not showing up. I forgot to mention, you know, it's owned by ReedPop now. Well, it's not owned, but ESA.
E3 is owned by.
ESA runs the E3.
Okay.
And ESA is built a bunch of people on this board of directors, right? It's a bunch of business guys.
Okay.
Because it started as a trade show. All journalists. Then they were losing money. People were leaving because the rent went up. E3 was doing a show outside of E3, but in the same area, right? They would do it in the same area.
Yeah.
They were just like, fuck you. We'll go somewhere else and do it. Bethesda did it. Now Bethesda's Microsoft. Microsoft was like the last one to do E3. Nintendo bailed years ago. And all these people were just doing E3 events around the same time in the same area. So now E3's gone because of COVID and they're coming back. ReedPop is a public-facing event handler. They PAX, New York City Comic Con, and all the Star Wars celebrations, oddly enough, they do that. There's one in Chicago that, you know, people we know would love to go in that. So they're hoping that ReedPop's going to be able to resurrect it, but then, like we talked about last time, was like, no, for what?
Not if they're not going to have the big three in the showcase.
If we could have video, like if we had a video and you could see some of these Nintendo booths, and Microsoft booths.
Oh, from back in the day.
Sony booths. Yeah. They're massive.
It used to be
massive huge booths. Yeah. And as a person that consumed video games was like, dude, I would love to go to this. Like, if I could get a press badge and go to this, I'd pay whatever it would be. And then when the public came, it was kind of like meh at that time.
And then they had the one thing that I liked was watching the showcases that they had. Mm-hmm. Where they had, you know, the Nintendo representative or the Sony representative would come up and they'd showcase the games that are coming out.
They would keep this shit quiet for a whole year and years, and they would be like, we'll release it at E3.
Yep.
So it was like our Super Bowl of gaming. We're like, fuck, if we're going to see all this, except we're not watching the game, we're watching the fucking commercials.
Now our Super Bowl is the Fortnite.
Yeah. No, who's? Not the, mine.
The Fortnite Battle Royale. What is it? The World Cup.
They did some.
That's the Super Bowl.
And they put some.
Hey, a couple of years ago, it was huge.
Oh, yeah. There was big events. I remember events happening in game that I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
The one guy that trolled everybody by breaking the bridge. There was a huge event happening, and all the community in the game, instead of playing Battle Royale, they just built this huge, like, stand to go and watch the event. And the one guy broke it.
Was it like the Travis Scott concert?
No. It was something. It was like at the end of a season.
Okay.
Like thing, and all the people fell, and they were so pissed.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the chat in there. I was like, "Wow, people were mad."
Right.
Cookies. Moving on. Except who?
Yeah. Except PlayStation loses key PlayStation Plus benefits under. You act for this is just PlayStation games that they're going to remove off of the PlayStation store that you get for free. There's a list of whatever. Yeah. Bloodborne, Days Gone, Detroit. God of War, the first one, will now be removed, so you can't get that for free anymore.
God of War 2018.
Yeah. That's what, Infamous, Ratchet & Clank, The Last Guardian, The Last of Us Remastered. Ooh, I should download that, actually.
You should absolutely go in here.
Shoot.
So anyone who bought a PlayStation, you sign up for PS Plus. This list of games was offered to you out of the gate 2 years, 3 years ago. And everybody was kind of like, well, I don't understand the point of this. So basically what they turned this into is, thanks for
buying
adopting to our PlayStation 5 and subscribing. You can have these
for
if
free.
You attach them to your account now, before May,
okay,
you will have access to them as long as you're a subscriber.
I'm going to have to turn on the PlayStation and get on there because these are coming off in
I did
May.
All of them. Yeah. Just the other day, I was like, boop, 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 just attach them to my account. Even though I played some of them before, but now you will have access because I'm always probably going to subscribe to PS Plus.
Right.
So if you don't have these, you should definitely, and we'll continue on with the list.
So Until Dawn, Uncharted 4, Batman, Arkham Knights, Battlefield 1, Call of Duty, Black Ops, A Zombie Chronicle Addiction, Crash, Bandicoot, Fallout 4, Final Fantasy, what number is that?
15.
Royal Edition, Monster Hunter World, Mortal Kombat X, or 10. Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, which I do have Resident Evil Biohazard.
Yeah. Half of these are really good.
You know, and the funny thing was I bought Bloodborne and then I got the PlayStation Plus thing. So I paid the, I think it was like $20.
Well, you'll own it. Like even if you cancel your subscription, you'll still have Bloodborne. If you cancel your subscription and have it on here, you won't have it anymore.
And Bloodborne is definitely a game worth owning.
Yeah, Bloodborne, God of War, Last of Us.
Did you ever beat Bloodborne?
No, we talked about this. Bloodborne,
Noob.
God of War, Last of Us, Uncharted. If you haven't played the Uncharted series, that's an amazing series. Fallout 4.
That's survival stuff. And
Mortal Kombat and Resident Evil 7. Batman, those are all good games. Like The Last Guardian, people love that game. I just couldn't get into it.
I can't pull myself to bring Final Fantasy 7.
7 or 15? 15 sucked.
No. 15 is shit.
Boy band. It was a boy band, dude. Like,
For some reason, I saw Resident Evil 7. I was thinking of Final Fantasy 7.
Resident Evil 7 is amazing.
Yeah. That's the...
Where they went first person. That was the first time they went first person.
That was the one in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I played
through quite a bit of that. So, there is...
Moving on. Yeah.
So EA cancels single-player first-person shooter Titanfall Apex Legends Universe.
This, at the moment when I wrote this in there, this was probably the biggest story.
Until Hogwarts came out.
Until they threw gas on the fire with Hogwarts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Titanfall, did you play any of
them? No, I did not play Titanfall. I played Apex Legends.
And I think it's fun. I think it's a good game.
Apex or Titanfall?
Apex. Both.
Yeah, Apex is okay.
They're in the same universe.
Okay.
They're in the exact same universe. The first Titanfall.
That makes sense.
People loved it, but it was only multiplayer. It was only a multi. You had to pay $60 and you got the multiplayer game. There was no story. There was nothing. No campaign.
That's a shit way to go about things. And that.
Well, fortunately for them, the game was really good.
Yeah.
So the second one came out. Campaign, like I typed there, was amazing. It was a great story. It was nice and tight, like 15 hours. You probably get in, get out,
breeze right through it.
Really good.
15 hours isn't actually a breeze, like, though.
It's true.
Yeah,
but for a shooter, it is. So you could probably cruise through it. Everybody loved it. It came out, got great reviews, but it got sandwiched between Battlefield and Call of Duty. They put the release date between those, so like it just got lost
flopped.
To everybody's screaming about those two games.
Yeah, if you're a game executive, really look at your release times for games.
I mean, you should.
You could have a really good game release, or you could just get shit on in a week when they come out with Elden Ring.
There was games coming out. I can't remember what it was. They moved into October, and people were like, Call of Duty's always been a November release, and somebody moved their release to November, and they were like, move it to October.
Is there any game that just died now because Hogwarts was released?
No. Dead Space to me, but...
I think Dead Space, since it was a remake, but there's like a 2 week gap in there between the release of that and the release of this one, and it's a remake too.
Yeah.
So if you like Dead Space, the original one, you're probably gonna play the remake.
I like survival horror games, but Apex still, I checked, 60 million active players logged in the last 30 days.
So they're gonna, and
still
they're
relevant. My cousin plays it like every day. Every day, 8 o'clock, he's on it.
So why are they?
Why are they mad? Because they put a pilot in Apex from Titanfall. there was a big release. People, oh man, there was streamers. I looked them up. I was like, man, people are really paying attention to this. They put a pilot as a playable character in Apex.
Yeah.
So the next move was to create a game that was in both universes, and that's what this game was supposed to be. A Titanfall Legends was the code name.
Oh, so this is a new...
This was going to be a new IP. A new
game. That's what I'm confused at. A new game
that combines both the series. And it's a single player, maybe with multiplayer aspects. So, like, the Titanfall Apex community is, like...
So mad. Why'd they cancel it?
Sad. Not mad.
Why'd they cancel
it? Well, EA's going out... Like, look at what's... EA's going through some shit.
Yeah, I know, because I did see that they canceled Apex Legends Mobile.
Mm.
And then the Jedi Survivor.
And delayed. So they're doing some reorganization there.
How many people did they lay off this year?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody's laying off.
Yeah, though. I know. Every gaming company's laying a bunch of people off. So, let's see. Your Game Pass user, 10-hour trial of Wild Hearts?
Yeah, the day that came out.
That's the Russian first-person shooter? Or no?
No. That's Atomic Heart.
Yeah, Atomic Heart. Yeah.
Wild Hearts is a Monster Hunter-like. So you get a 10-hour trial when the game comes out.
That's actually a good trial.
If you want. So it's only when you're logged in. So when you log into this trial, it'll start the timer. Once you create, I don't know if you got to create a character or not. Get your 10 hours. Even if you're standing there doing nothing, your 10-hour
time is gone. Yeah, don't leave your game.
Yeah, if you go home or quit the game, I think it says it pauses the 10 hours. Yep.
It's a, what do you say? It's like a Monster Hunter?
Monster Hunter-like.
Monster Hunter, like.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to pick that game up?
Probably not.
It's worth mentioning.
It's worth mentioning because it looks cool. It's something I could, if there was nothing else, not this year, man. There's no way.
This is a story. This is a story that you'd, that you like. Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Now, during one of the PlayStation, just one of their, previews for something, they put, it was on the screen for a split second, was guys in like the Ghost of Tsushima armor and that. And so people are speculating about a possible
new PS5. Yeah, okay.
So they teased, they think they were teasing it. Oh, I don't have the screenshot. I have the ad. So it was one of their YouTube video or whatever, an ad for the PlayStation that they showed the splash screen with. There it is.
Oh,
so it wasn't something that was in there. So like, hey, maybe this is a speculated Ghost of Tsushima. You know, the internet goes crazy when they see Easter eggs like this and something.
They do. They're so hopeful.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if you like that game and you like that game.
I liked it. I didn't love it.
You didn't love it?
I mean, if there's not a sequel, I won't be mad. You know what I mean? Guerrilla Games is busy.
Yeah.
They're busy. They just did Horizon. Now they're doing Horizon VR as their next one.
A Horizon VR?
Yeah. But their PSVR is going to come out. And first, they have a DLC coming out.
Yeah.
A Frozen Waste or whatever the hell it's called, for which I won't play because I don't usually play DLC. So that's coming out. So that's their next thing. So for them to be Ghost of Tsushima sequel, pre-production at best.
They'll probably release Horizon VR right before
Breath of the Wild. Yeah, that'll happen.
I'm like, God. Damn it. It's like, we got fucked again the third time.
Does nobody look at the calendar? They've been talking about it for like 2 years.
Rachel, you're fired.
And you like Hogwarts Legacy, so you're out of here anyway.
Yeah. We saw that tweet where you gave a thumbs up to Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah.
You disgusting
bitch. I don't know what to call you. Get out of here, bitch or bastard.
So that was just something I thought. I just put that in.
What was Siri? That? Siri was responding. She's mad.
You're going to get canceled just for cursing at Siri. So I saw that, the Ghost of Tsushima thing, and I thought maybe you might like that. You saw that.
Hot news. Jacob is he's leaving me a voicemail about last week's message or episode.
Oh, really? How we didn't mention his name?
Yes.
Oh, come on. It's
literally what he's saying right now. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Jeez. I hear, oh, I showed up to Alex this and Alex that. And then
well, there you go, Jake. Now you got your shout out this week.
I'm just over here sitting like chop liver.
Yeah.
So mad.
Yeah, and you know what? He was like one of the first person I texted when we put out our first episode.
Oh, well, he's a good supporter.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good athletic supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, he would he would never be on the podcast because he's like, I have nothing
he doesn't
to
know
talk
about.
About
games.
I don't know. I don't know. Tom Brady's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
He's a specimen. I'd be all excited to talk about him.
All right, so here... This gets into our drama. This more woke drama, actually, kind of too.
Frosk.
Yeah, Frosk. I mean, arguably the one that killed the reintroduction of G4 TV.
Yep. Nobody was watching it. They relaunched it. They're like, we'll be big again. And then, And she quit the industry.
Yes, she did.
She's done being a commentator. Commentator for esports?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, she's the one that went on that... that the rant on there that was basically G4 was dying already. G4 never really took off when Comcast took it over and then decided to put it on YouTube and reintroduce G4 TV. But then this Frosk went on a rant because if you're going to go live on
video,
if you're going to go live on video and you're going to take super chats or you're going to take this or whatever, or you're going to read your comments. It's one of the things that everybody says. If you have comments, just don't read your comments.
You don't. Yeah.
When you have a million supporters, people out there, you're just going to have trolls that are going to go in your comments and talk shit. Yeah, don't read those comments.
She did it. And, you know, they talked about her look.
Yes.
And she got her feelings hurt.
She did. Really bad.
Surprise.
So then she went on, and then on one of the episodes of G4 TV, and you had Adam Sessler back there clapping like a fucking seal, she went out there and basically shit on the viewership.
Mm-hmm. For being mad that she's not as good looking as Morgan, the former host.
Yeah, and that they didn't serve to be easy on the eyes when everybody knows that, you get people you get people that are more easy on the eyes. Like, I'm not going to be on TV. Nobody's in front of him because I'm just not easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got Henry Cavill to play Superman.
Yeah.
He's a pretty man.
Easy, you know. Yeah. Again, Santos would say he's a specimen.
He is. I would say that too.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'd be the little spoon. It's fine.
He could keep me warm at night.
Yeah.
He's got all that chest hair.
Post-apocalyptic time. I mean.
I guess that would go into our last week's conversation post. But how fast would you jump into doing the gay stuff?
I don't know.
I guess, it would depend. If you're there with Henry Cavill, you wouldn't have a choice.
Probably a little quicker, huh?
20 minutes in.
20 minutes. Oh, man, I'm hungry. What the fuck?
You're like, you were Superman. Just keep me warm at night. Oh, wait. Where did my... I did have a shoot.
What? E-girl fuckery?
No. But we can do the e-girl fuckery. But now we can get into the fuckery news. So
here it is. The nonsense.
Yeah. Maybe we should find a different sound for the fuckery. Maybe it needs to be like
shorter.
Some clowns on unicycles or something. Yeah, something like that. This is okay though. Fuckery news. All right.
Quote unquote news.
Yeah. Just stuff that we find out there. I like this one. Aggressive turkey causes chaos in Minnesota neighborhood.
You would have killed that fucking turkey. You've killed one.
Yeah, I did actually kill
Sorry, PETA.
Yeah, with a, I killed it with a crane at the 80-inch hot strip mill.
Yep. On video. We had the carcass on photos of it.
Yeah, I seen the crane spark and then thing fell.
So, I mean, again, sorry for you animal lovers. We laughed when we saw that turkey hit the ground.
I felt bad.
Well, you see a lot of coyotes. You see a lot of raccoons.
Yeah.
A turkey?
Especially as high as that thing was.
Way up there.
Turkeys can't fly.
That thing was going back to feed its family.
Can turkeys fly?
It fucking was flying that day. Or it was like hovering.
It
was like hovering, and then you hit it.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to find that. It was up in the rafters.
Anyway.
It was up on top of the
rafters. Residents of Minnesota.
Residents of a Minnesota neighborhood said they are under constant attack from an increasingly aggressive turkey that took up residence in the area. Rachel Gross said the turkey first showed up at the mobile home park In Coon Rapids. This is
Coon Rapids. Better. Wow.
Golly. As a part of the flock in November 2021, but the bird stayed behind when the rest of its cohorts moved on a few weeks later. Somebody fed that son of a bitch.
Cohorts.
Yeah. She said the turkey has since become increasingly aggressive, often attacking people and damaging cars and or maybe he's playing GTA 5.
Oh,
In Coon Park.
Coon Park. Trailer park.
Yeah, the turkey attacked me every single day, follows me, goes up my stairs, tries to get in my house. When I leave my car, it follows me in my car. Holy smokes. This poor lady.
That's a fucking...
This poor lady's being terrorized by a rogue turkey.
Is the lady white?
Probably.
It's a racist turkey?
Yeah. I mean, they live in Coon Rapids.
Okay.
I think if it was a predominantly minority neighborhood, they would have changed the name of that one.
Coon Rapids, yeah. Minnesota.
Yeah. So
that's funny. Neighbor said children have to carry sticks when they walk to the bus stop in the morning to keep the turkey from chasing them.
Oh my goodness.
You ready? You got your stick? You got your turkey hitting stick? We got to get to the bus.
I don't know why the authorities haven't been called in to take care of this rogue turkey.
Some fucking hungry motherfuckers. And fucking
doesn't seem like a huge problem to solve. Just, yeah, boom.
We'll fry his ass up later.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why are we struggling?
Remember that turkey problem we had? Got rid of it.
Yeah.
A couple of bullets. So
while he's harassing somebody, you sneak up behind him, grab by the fucking neck.
Yeah, choke him. It's got a small neck.
Snap that motherfucker. Yeah. Fucking your dinner, bitch.
Like in a cartoon. His tongue flopping around. Yeah. All right, this is, let's see. Oh, this is, all right, this is, shows you, this is the other side of, this is the unseen woke culture stuff, all right? You're not supposed to fat shame, you're not supposed to, yeah.
You can't fat shame,
you can't do that, and like, girls are generally in the streaming community, they do get harassed, right? Especially by chats and Twitch.
Facts. Yeah.
Just the way it is. It comes with the territory of being a female streamer.
And in the public domain, like you're out there.
Yeah, because you have trolls and you have the anonymity of being, when you're in Twitch chat, nobody knows really who you are, like things you can say. But a lot of these girls behind the scenes are complete bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they actually would single out other Twitch streamers or whatever and try to destroy them and things like that. So they actually had these girls would get together and they had this background, this private chat where they would talk shit and try to destroy other streamers. New cat girls, yeah.
They're saying, okay. I'm going to say Steph gave me COVID and called me a...
What? See, I'm about ready to Photoshop her saying slurs.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not all victims.
Look at that engagement map.
Yeah.
North America is lit up.
Yeah. So you have a... It was a drama story. Occasionally I like to cover those.
Trendsmap.com.
Yep. This one goes deep. Like these bitches were like trolling other fucking people and like talking all kinds of shit, calling fat fucking bitches.
Yeah, but when they get fat shamed or whatever in their chat, they're like, ooh.
Yeah. Then they
cry about it. They're gonna put on the alligator tears and fucking on their stream and get the clicks.
Yep, behind the scenes.
Get the whole girl you find. See, it's like,
am I positive I can scare this bitch shitless?
Oh my god. Like that.
Yeah. So this is now recently their little, what is it like? It was a subreddit or whatever too that they had where, and they ended up deleting it. But like hideous ogre monster with Bella Delphi lips.
She looks like a linebacker. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So really you're not supposed to like be mean to these girls, but they can be mean to other girls behind their back.
You can't be mean to the,
like I said, they were the
headliner streamers.
Yeah. They were getting together and they were trying to like get girls removed by saying some shit or that they heard some stuff.
What if they said something about Frosk?
Oh my god.
No way.
She not would've, Frost.
Frost would have went crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. That was one of them. I should have
not a lot of fuckery this week.
No. No, but we had the hog.
The fuckery inside that. That turkey's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get one of those rogue turkeys in my neighborhood.
I need to make sure I find the turkey picture that you murdered.
Oh yeah.
And then we can put it on your
Yeah, we can make that put it splash. On our Twitter. Yeah. Oh, these are okay.
That and the
Yeah. We can do this one. This fuckery story here. Man crushed to death under an outdoor urinal in London.
Damn, a pop-up urinal.
Crushes a man to death in London's theater district on Friday. Imagine just going to take a shit or something like that in a public urinal and getting crushed.
Said the man is thought to have sustained crush injuries while working on a telescopic urinal.
What is a telescopic urinal?
What the fuck? I can't even put my head around
it. Yeah, they got some different technology over there in London. Because
a porta potty falls on you, you'd probably be all right.
I don't know.
You'd be hurt.
There's a lot of liquid in the bottom of a porta potty. Do they move those around with the liquid in them or do they fill them later?
I think later.
I think you're right.
They're coming on trucks, so they're filled. I don't know the whole sanitary.
Because if you get hit with with like a couple hundred pounds of that blue liquid, you're dead.
I don't know.
Yeah, if it's contained inside that porta potty.
Dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
Crushed right my there. Shit.
Hey, the Metro Police said the man is thought to have, you already read that, sustained crushing injuries. Of course, despite the efforts of emergency services, he was pronounced dead at the scene. Would you want that on your obituary?
I'd want my headstone to be shaped like the fucking porta potty. Usable. Fuck it.
I wonder if his name was John. Was his name John?
John, nice.
Yeah.
John was killed by a John. Wow.
Damn you, Associated Press, with your pop-up for me to sign into your website.
Retractable urinals are dotted throughout London's entertainment districts.
What is a retractable, or is that what I said, retractable urinal?
Stored below the ground during the day and raised at night. This is interesting technology. Shit.
Fuck. Wow. Man, fuck there. Video games. We're going to go into the urinal
We can break into that whole market and do it out here.
Retractable urinals?
Yeah. Steal the tech. What do you guys do? Yeah. We run a urinal
retractable
company.
Retractable urinal people. So, yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
I mean, sad. Sad.
Sad day.
But also funny at the same time.
Yep. He was probably pissed.
Ooh, got him. Oh, speaking of that fuckery. What was your Hogwarts? God, I can't believe I didn't bring this up earlier.
Back to Hogwarts.
What was the name of your character?
Yennefer Vanderburgh.
Yennefer Vanderburgh. Yeah, you know what mine was?
Triss Marigold?
No.
She doesn't do magic.
Her name was Candace Dick Fitnia. It's Englishy.
I tried to
Candace
do Dick I couldn't. Fitnia. My kids were there, and I was trying to think of a name, and I had to hurry up because they were getting super bored that I was
picking out your name.
Shut up. You don't know how important this is. Yeah. You don't even know.
Yeah, Candace. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, so number Candace. It'd be nice if they use the names. Candace like, actually, I think with the advent and whatever of AI technology, they might be able to start doing some of that stuff.
It's funny.
Your actual name that you pick, they'll
be able to say it.
They'll be able to say it. But it'll be funny because, you know, Siri or whatever doesn't pronounce certain words right. It's
close.
I think it would get Candace Dick Fitnia.
That would be good.
It would work.
I thought about it. I was like, man, I wonder what he's going to name his character. I thought maybe it'd be something normal, and then I was like, he's probably gonna do
All right, well, you got anything else to add for this week's edition of Gamer Athletes?
No, we covered Jake Santos.
Yes, we did cover Jake
good
Santos.
Lord,
yeah,
he wants to be covered.
Covered in a lot of stuff.
Yep.
All right, well, that's been Gamer Athletes. I want to thank everybody for listening, staying with us, and for supporting us. Go follow us over there on Instagram, at gamer.athletes, and we're also on the Twitter, at gamerathletespodcast, or just PC.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's out there here and there.
Give us a follow and a share, and you can stay updated with all the gamer athletes.
The old stuff. Like and subscribe. And somebody, I think it was somebody, was saying something in the YouTube comments. They're like, "Where are all the funny comments?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah,
nobody's commenting on YouTube. But
Not yet. Yeah, maybe we'll get some comments.
Maybe I'll put something in there. It doesn't let you put images.
Yeah, not in the YouTube comments. Mm. No.
But Twitter's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, Elon's Twitter.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to like that either. He's a notable transphobe, too.
Is he?
Nah. Allegedly.
Oh, he bought Hogwarts.
Yeah, he probably got the Hogwarts game. Yep. You know, he's going hard on that one. All right, everybody. Well, that's been Gamer Athletes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Later.